Nehemiah's Today Lead Out in Sabbath Reformation. The work of reform carried on by Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah presents a picture of a work of spiritual restoration in the closing days of this earth's history. Through the remnant of Israel, God purposed to preserve in the earth a knowledge of Himself. They were the guardians of true worship, the keepers of the holy oracles. Strong was the opposition they had to meet, heavy the burdens borne by the leaders. But these men moved forward in firm reliance on God, believing that He would cause His truth to triumph. The spiritual restoration of which the work in Nehemiah's day was a symbol is outlined in the words of Isaiah, "Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt, you shall raise up the foundations of many generations, you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in," RSV. A breach has been made in God's law, the wall that He placed around His chosen ones for their protection, and obedience to whose precepts of justice, truth, and purity is to be their perpetual safeguard. The prophet points out the specific work of this remnant people who built the wall. "If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, or seeking your own pleasure, or talking idly, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride upon the heights of the earth," RSV. In the time of the end, every divine institution is to be restored. The breach made in the law at the time the Sabbath was changed by man is to be repaired. God's remnant people are to show that the law of God is the foundation of all enduring reform. In clear, distinct lines, they are to present the necessity of obedience to all the precepts of the Decalogue. Constrained by the love of Christ, they are to cooperate with Him in building up the waste places. They are to be repairers of the breach, restorers of paths to dwell in.